The document on Au Nouveau Jewelry tackles the difficult and complex relationship between art and money. Unlike classical jewelers, who were established masters, Au Nouveau jewelers used semi-precious materials such as horn, tortoise shell, ivory, enamel, for instance. In fact, young artists could not afford gems or diamonds. Therefore, they had to put the emphasis on design in order to increase the value of their creations. Lalique is a very interesting example. The brooch on page 15 is made of glass, enamel and silver, but the design is unique. It features a sleeping maid with poppy flowers on her head. The hair comb by Fouquet is reminiscent of the windows of a Gothic cathedral. However, it's just made of horn. The three pieces of jewelry on page 14 are inspired by insect forms: a snail, a beetle, a butterfly. The value of those jewels mostly lies in their design more than in the materials they are made of. Another way to increase the value of an object is the fashion. In order to become fashionable, Lalique produced jewels for Sarah Bernhardt, the top star of the time, and a fashion icon, who became the ambassador of Lalique's jewelry throughout the world. A lot of women wanted to imitate Sarah Bernhardt, who wore Lalique's jewelry on stage. That business partnership was a mutual profit for the actress and for Lalique.